Hi, this is a dictation for patient Aaron Parker Dash Weatherly, Aaron Parker Dash Weatherly. Aaron Weatherly. The date of birth is 10/31/1984. Date of accident is 5/30/2022. And the date of service is 9/8/2022. Attention dictation people, Fatima ji, I think it is possible that this dictation has been done, I have a feeling, last week. Please check it. If it has been done, then you don't have to do it, you can delete it. Thank you. Here is the history. This patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident on 5/30/2022 as follows. He was alone in his car on a motorbike. So he was in a car, and his bike came under the van as he tried to put a brake. And the van in front of him suddenly made a 90-degree turn. Without slowing down, so he got confused and he got injured by himself. His leg went under the bike, and then he went to the ER, and he has a fracture of the leg, for which he had a surgery at the Extension Hospital. Fracture of the malleolus of the right tibia and lower end of the right tibia. It was an open surgery at the hospital, dated 6/8/2023. Almost a week later, the surgery was done. The patient has recovered very well. At this time, he does complain of some pain in the right shoulder and right wrist, but the right leg is not painful at all. However, the patient is undergoing physical therapy. He was having some problem with the right thumb, where the movement of the thumb was limited, especially the flexion has become very diminished. He has difficulty in flexing the thumb on the right side. He also has some issues with walking and some issues with the headaches. But he has absolutely no pain in the neck, mid-back, or lower back. Even the shoulder doesn't have much of a pain. And he is doing very well otherwise. Pain level is only 5 to 6. And ADLs are not really affected except in the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep and enjoyment of life. Patient has checked for 10. He reports 40% improvement in the pain level. In the system review, in the neurology and psych, patient reports a dizziness, vertigo without headaches, vision disturbance or double vision. He also do not suffer from thinking, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, poor work performance. He also has a history of difficulty sleeping, fatigue, and weakness. He suffers from lack of concentration, anxiety, panic, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness area, patient reports stiffness of the neck and the right shoulder, but also pain in the right shoulder, a little bit. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, and contents of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues like blood in the stool, and none of them. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports full compliance to the food medication regimen. And there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or reflux in last 30 days. No other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol, compliance history. Full compliance is reported by the patient for pain management. Well, physical examination, Blood pressure 124/64, pulse 69, pulse of 100. The rest of the physical examinations from previous visit of 8-9-2022, dictation number 0816-021. With diagnosis, plan of care is to continue a physical therapy program at 2 times per week only for the right ankle fracture. And he will remain disabled for this month and hospital replacement, and will be replaced with a light duty job. His maps were reviewed. His medications have been refilled. He'll continue on meloxicam 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Xenoflex 4 mg for muscle spasm. Ladu Pro ointment for topical pain relief. Imitrex for headaches. And that's about it. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.